How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today is actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
Welcome in, Hysteria Nation, to another blurry hysteria, a very hair-raising episode. Ooh. In multiple ways.
I'm alive.
You got me.
I'm alive.
David Flora, and Brent is back with us.
I had pneumonia.
Brent is able to breathe,
again.
Finally.
Yeah. I am trying my damnedest to kill myself before this podcast ends.
It's what it sounds like, and then you'll blame it on me. There'd be all this. We would be the conspiracy theory other podcasts talk about.
I had pneumonia, and I'm like 2 weeks in. I was in bed literally for 2 weeks, and we're doing stuff. I probably from going to the doctor. I'm sitting there, and I'm like, man, everything tastes gross. Like just nothing. And Lisa goes, do you think you have COVID? I'm like, I don't. Like, how would I? Well, she'd always been asymptomatic. She never had anything. So I go in. I had COVID also.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And I'm still, everything tastes like, they said it doesn't have any taste. It only tastes like sweets, which I'm not a sweet person. And I've been eating like these caramels and stuff. And she's like, that's not like you. I'm like, I know, but it's the only thing that has any taste to me. And I never had the loss of taste before. So that's been a weird, since I wasn't really overly, well, I wasn't any sicker than I thought I would be from pneumonia, so who knows? You know what I mean? So,
jeez, yeah.
The fun time hour. Yay. But we're back. So we're doing this. And then Friday, we're heading to big old Jupiter right outside of there, talking about Europa. We're going fishing for some aliens.
I got the old tackle box ready to go.
Are you going to dip a toe in and see if there were Europa reports back?
I might go noodling on Europa.
we'll just watch what noodle you use. You know,
you're not the boss.
Don't whip out the dick.
Watch your profanity.
Uh-oh. speaking of whipping it out, you got a, like you said, a little harebrained. I don't know why reading the title of this, which I have not read the story, makes me choke a little bit. Oh man, yeah, I'm just thinking about it. Literally, it's getting to me a little bit.
Yeah, apparently. it reignites that pneumonia for you.
And that's just my normal. He's used to that. That's all are you ready to start recording? I sound like Mel Brooks getting ready to decipher something for a prince.
So this one actually, I have a personal story to tell with this one.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I'm going to throw up, aren't I?
Coming from ArsTechnica.com, surgeons remove 2.5-inch hairball from teen with rare Rapunzel syndrome.
Oh, at least it's rare.
Now, this isn't, it's not just you're going in, it got stuck somewhere.
Yeah.
You know. This was inside her stomach, and they had to take it out. So this otherwise healthy 16-year-old girl kept having these unexplained bouts of stomach pain, right? And she went to the emergency room of Massachusetts General Hospital.
She's a Bostonian.
She's probably from Dorchester.
Can you cough it up? What's going on?
Hey, this hairball wants to say hi to your mother.
Hey, you can't park your hair without a permit.
So she was actively retching and in severe pain. CT scans showed nothing unusual. Urine blood tests were normal. Mm-hmm. Everything they tried to look for came up empty. And she just kept, like, something was wrong, right? She was in abdominal pain.
There's the word. You found it. You got there.
They tried to give her
tummy
pain
hurt.
She had a bad tummy ache. And they'd give her medicine. She'd throw it right back up. And they kept, you know, this is one of those things you keep hearing, which blows my mind in 2024, that people are like, something's wrong. Clearly you can see something's wrong. And they are like, I have no idea.
Right.
Like, come on.
Right.
Like, are we that far out with medicine that we can't identify this shit?
You can tell it wasn't my parents, because if I start throwing up, they're like, that shit's fucking expensive. You stop, throw that up. And then they're beating
Get outside and walk it off.
Now,
take
now
some Robitussin.
Got some lesions. I was in the hospital one time, and they gave me Tylenol with codeine, and I threw it up. And my parents yelled at me afterwards, you know how expensive that was? I'm like, I'm sick. I wasn't like, fuck you, mom. Oh, gag, you know? Like, what
right.
the fuck?
That's, I mean, they're not wrong.
The sadly. 80s. That's, it was a different time. Anyway, yeah.
So they went through this list of what it could be, constipation, gastritis, maybe some kind of infection, lactose intolerance, gallbladder, pancreatitis, celiac disease, all this stuff. But they, you know, apparently there are things they can look for that were ruled out by, you know, other tests or whatever. Everything looked normal, the gallbladder, pancreas. So
they brought in Dr. Hello Kitty. Have you tried coughing out the hairball?
Have you tried just going,
by the way, I'm not a cat. I'm a human girl. That's true. Oh, now that no one's listening, go on.
I think they ran a camera down, because they do have pictures, which the article is kind enough to
omit them.
omit with a link. They say if you want to see it, it's graphic. We're going to put it behind a link.
Oh god.
So I looked at it. It's all right. But they did this thing where they put a scope down into the
you son of a bitch. I clicked on the fucking link. Oh my god, it's worse than I thought. It looks like a colonoscopy and a never mind. Keep going.
So what they found is a mass of hair called a bezoar. They say these tangle of hair. First of all, a foreign mass is a bezoar. If it's all hair, it's a trichobezoar.
It's a fucking
You might have
mistake.
Heard of trichinosis.
Yeah, yeah.
Which I believe is the Wolfman syndrome, where people grow hair all over their body.
So it was growing inside of her. She wasn't eating it.
Well, it wasn't growing. I mean, the way they describe it, it sounded like it was, but a clump of hair probably got down in there and then just accumulated. Somehow or another, she was ingesting hair. And it grew to this 2.5-inch.
Before we get letters. Trichinosis is caused by roundworm. Hypertrichinosis is
the
wolf
man. My
hyper.
Bad. Thank you.
Howler trichinosis. Oh, yeah, no. Hypertrichinosis. Got to keep you on your toes.
Yeah.
Because I would have got actuallys out the ass for the next week. So. You know how I always have to answer those? You never have to. So yeah.
That was one of those where you shoot at the target and you hit the stump.
Yeah, you had the second half. Throw a hyper in front of anything you think is right from now on. So
that's what was in her stomach, and it was obstructing the intestinal tract, you know, so it hurt and blah blah blah. So they had to surgically remove it.
Mm-hmm.
And this is one of the interesting parts. They said, you know, they wanted to rule out the psychiatric disorder that causes people to eat hair. That's trichotillomania. It's a repetitive
I saw them open for Mastodon.
Disorder.
I saw them open for Mastodon, so they're pretty good.
I mean, it's great music, but it's a terrible disorder marked by hair pulling, and sometimes they just eat it.
Yeah, as you do. Yeah.
They say another possibility is she had pica, P-I-C-A.
Mm-hmm.
Got to catch them all.
Because she didn't
marked
have,
by
like,
persistent...
Because she didn't have, like, bald spots and crap, so they didn't think she was pulling her hair out.
It doesn't say she did. They would probably, you know, list that. But pica is a disorder marked by persistent eating of non-food.
Yeah, they've pulled nails and glass out of people and stuff. I've seen where they've laid out the contents of stomachs. That's another fun image to click on. But somehow this bothers me more than a nail. I don't know why.
Apparently, she had pica as a toddler.
Oh.
But they said that they were skeptical because the hair was the only non-food material in there. And she hasn't had it since, whatever, you know, so... Anyways, now here's the interesting part. They referred her to a psychiatrist after she successfully recovered, but she didn't return for follow-up.
Yeah.
And she told them instead she was going to see a hypnotherapist.
Yeah. Yeah.
That one of her friends recommended.
And it turns out that the reason for the hair was she was abducted by aliens now, thanks to hypnotic regression. Yep. And
this is the
grays.
Precursor to Morgellons disease, right?
Yeah. She has her aura is blue. It's just
colloidal silver treatments didn't work.
They pumped her full of horse medicine and she's fine now. So, yeah, man. So it sounds like they caught it and they're like, this has to be something. She's like, no deuces. She didn't show up for any of her follow-ups.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. Yeah. And, you know, but part of me doesn't blame her, especially if
should have got caught,
knows what the price of it is. But
don't eat hair is the takeaway, I think.
So here's my personal anecdote.
Yeah, so this is where I'm excited because you're like, I've got something to add to this.
So this is
why you're bald.
this is why I'm bald, and I don't have to worry about it anymore. I could grow hair like Carrot Top, but I eat it. No.
And then I wash it down with Drano so I never have this issue.
Yeah, so there should be no
issue.
I also
never have COVID. The truth comes out.
No, this happened to Ezzy back in the day. This was a few years ago before she passed away.
Mm-hmm.
She had such bouts of pain. Ezzy was my dog.
Pup, yeah. Think of, if you ever think of an old lady had a dog, that was what this dog looked like. It's the little white flurry, you know, it was a cute little thing, you know.
She was tiny. She was about 10 pounds. And
yeah.
She was awesome, but she'd suffer from these bouts of pain, and she wouldn't be able to sit still. She'd kind of scoot around and run around. Clearly, she was in pain. Sometimes she'd throw up. And we just couldn't, you know, we couldn't figure out what was going on. We tried to treat her and blah, blah, blah. And the vets couldn't figure it out. Well, finally, a vet did a scan and was like, there's something in her stomach. There's a mass in the stomach. And they put her on what do you call it? They knocked her out, anesthesia. Mm. Put her under and ran a scope down there, and there was one of these fucking hairballs in her stomach.
And they're not like a cat, so they're not made to digest it and get it
right.
Out. Yeah.
Well, apparently hair's not that digestible anyway, which is another freaky ass thing. But this thing, Brent, was it had to have been at least 2.5 inches, if not 3.
Wow.
And
she's
so they
tiny.
Had to,
holy shit.
She was tiny. And they did surgery, pulled this thing out, and showed it to me. Like, it was a mass of hair. They even cut it in half to see if there was anything. It was just hair. And it stank.
Human hair.
It was. So what we think happened was that Annie's hair would fall out. And Ezzy would like to lick her toys and, you know, lick blankets and stuff.
Just
and
accumulated
just
it. Yeah.
Accumulated and got this. And oh, my God. And Brent, it happened twice. It happened to her a second time.
Wow. Wow.
And
if you've ever lived with
awful.
A woman, you don't know how there's not like a shaved yak somewhere. They just got long hairs everywhere. So,
yeah.
You get used to doing that and you just go to town on it, I guess. Oh, man.
Yeah. And this poor girl endured it twice. And was a trooper, came out with flying colors each time. And then we were like, well, Annie's got to find a short hairdo. You know, she ended up shaving most of her hair.
That is fucking awesome. Like that is a mom right there. Like, even if it is for a dog, that she's like, I'm going to take care of this. I'm not going to have this messing with you. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, I always wonder why she had shaved sides of the spiked mohawk. Yeah. So that makes more sense.
Mm-hmm.
The color, you know, was, purple, but, you know, it's fine otherwise. My wife puts purple highlights in her hair sometimes.
So. Rapunzel syndrome, I guess they call it.
Yeah, interesting. You got to dangle it down. Don't dangle it down your throat. Now this poor girl comes home every night and they're like, did you do your chores, honey? Yeah. Did you do your homework? Yeah. Did you eat your hair yet? No. Oh, shit.
Got it.
All right, get the scope. Man, oh, that is an interesting, and I don't know why hair bothers me like that. You know, if our dogs puke also, I'm like, at least you got to take care of it. They could, like, have diarrhea. I'm like, that's fine. But for something like hair and puke and stuff, I'm just like, no, thank you. I guess it'd be worse if I'm like, yes, please. But, just no.
Tell me more about that hair story.
Did you keep the hair balls?
You still got it. Can I smell it?
You said it smelled. So describe it to me, please, in detail. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm going to mute my microphone. Oh, man. So, yeah, don't eat hair. No matter how much the inner voices tell you to do it, just say no. Just say no. It's that simple. All right. Well, we're going to go to break. And when we come back, less hair or more. This one's got some hair, too. It's not quite the same. It's just a normal Florida story. So use your imagination. That's coming up after the break on Hysteria 51.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
Welcome. Hopefully you enjoyed your break, no matter how long it was.
Do you ever get hair in your food and it just ruins your
appetite? Oh my God. Especially when it's like, it's still coming. This is not mine.
Right.
Yes. Yes. It's disgusting. And that mouthfeel, you're like, oh my God. Oh, Jesus. Nope. It's just a human bone. Thank God. Okay. Anyway.
Okay. I can handle that. Let's make some stock.
Well, this one comes to us from clickorlando.com.
Yay!
We're on the shores of a Florida beach. Miami-Dade police found a human head washed ashore, as you do in Florida. It'd be more shocking, I think the shocking part, it was just one human head that day.
One that had zero cocaine bricks on it. That's the weird part.
They used it as a weight. So this is actually in Key Biscayne. Yeah. They said that it was a shocking discovery, which I'm calling shenanigans on because we're down in Florida.
Watch your profanity.
Sorry about that again. But hey, Tuesday morning. I want to see, what day did this come out? This came out on, let me find a date on this. It's recent. A couple weeks ago. So it's pretty recent. So a couple weeks ago, beachgoers on Key Biscayne Beach, goers, not goaters. Do a beach. Do it.
Goat heads.
they were concerned when a human head washed ashore. It happened at the portion of the beach behind the Key Colony 2 Ocean Sound condominium building, which is something they don't advertise in the pamphlet when you're interested in staying there. But, you know, there's perks to things. The police covered the remains with a blue tarp. There's a picture of the blue tarp and someone peeking at it. So that's fun. And roped off a portion of the beach in yellow crime scene tape. Thank God they put those details into this reporting. Here's a quote. Everybody's extremely surprised. It's highly unusual to find a body part of the beach unusual, not unheard sure. of, unusual. That comes from Izo Kusajamovic, and that's as good as I'm going to get it.
Kusajamovic, get in here!
Hey.
I'm tired of you finding all these body parts on the beach, Kusajamovic. I need your...
My job.
Give me your gun and your badge now.
Yeah, you know what? Keep it. I quit.
Fine, Kusajanovich. You're going to be marked down as a do not rehire. I hope you understand.
How does this affect my pension?
Your pension's fucked, Kusajanovich, just like you and your newborn.
Oh, Kusajanovich, I never should have married you.
Damn it! Now I gotta climb back into the bottom of this bottle.
If I'd only stayed in my home country, I could have been a minor league soccer player. Oh well. So, a woman who didn't give her name told the local 10 News that she realized something was amiss when police had blocked her normal walking route off. Also, there was a severed fucking head on the beach. He signaled me with his finger that I needed to turn around immediately. I understood the assignment. And she said it was quite disturbing seeing a human head on the beach. This is my typical route, she said. Our neighborhood is very safe. We have our children here. Our children play on these beaches, and it's just beyond belief. And now Miami-Dade homicide detectives are investigating why the head is there. But so far, mum. It hasn't said anything.
Has she checked whether or not the kids play Macbeth on the beach or something?
Oh, it's very accurate retelling. and we can say that here. So we can say Macbeth. Detectives on the scene are working with the medical examiner to determine the identity of the individual and find out. I guess they didn't even say if it's a man or a woman or anything. It's just a head. And you know what? I said hair. I don't even know if it had any hair. That was a misstatement on my part. Man,
the head of Telly Savalas washed up on the beach.
Hey,
who loves you, baby?
Who loves you, baby? Not me anymore. They knew it was Telly Savalas because of Wells Baldwin had a candy that sucker stick sticking out of its mouth. I tell you what, I always think if you had to kill someone and you don't have a pig farm, dumping them in the ocean is a pretty good way to probably dispose of most bodies. This son sounds like it might have been dismembered. Leave it together. They'll eat it. It'll get ate. You know?
Maybe it was. Maybe it was together and they ate the neck through. And
I don't know what the neck looked like, if it was a clean cut or a chomp chomp kind of situation. Feet washing up, yeah, that's normal. A head, a little less. But, you know, I was just watching Randonautica. You ever heard of that? It came out during... COVID, where it's kind of like Pokemon Go. They would send you coordinates and you go and you'd get stuff. A lot of people found terrible shit, and one of them it was they got a pin drop. They went there and there was a suitcase and it was two fucking bodies on the beach.
Nice.
Yeah, just two. And I guess I'm very desensitized because looking, I'm like, man, that looks like a carry-on. These people must have been really small. He's just like, what's wrong with you? Like, I don't know. Better. They pack way better than I do. That's like two fucking bodies. Yeah, man.
One thing?
In one. Even if it was like a normal full size, that's pretty impressive. But it looked smaller to me. I don't know. And it was, they said two bodies were stuffed complete, I guess. You know, they didn't say anything was missing. They got to and they go, that smells off. You think there's food in it? They filmed it because it was part of the, you know, this thing. Pick it up and it's like wrapped in plastic and they're like, I don't know. So they call the cops. They're like, we don't know what it is. It smells bad. Yep. Bodies.
Wow.
As you do. So like this Randonautica, if you guys are want to go down a rabbit hole, go on YouTube and look it up and look at some of the horror people have found. Like I don't know who can do the pins, murder scenes, fucking weird in the middle of nowhere. People are watching them and throwing rocks at them, like terrifying shit. That like it was just like they're sending you to crime scenes almost enough that it caught the eye of authorities and shit, like what's going on with this? And that's as far as I've gotten.
Rocks?
they don't know. Like they were like coming off like just like someone was watching them and shit when they were out in the woods trying to find these pins.
Oh,
I have not done a lot of research into this. I've just been watching some of it and now I'm regurgitating the little bit that I know to you. But yeah, if you see a head, call someone. If
Say
you see head. A suitcase, it's a, you know, choose your own adventure on that one. I think it would get the best of me. I got to look inside of it, right? Are you opening it? You got to, right? You know, just go, hey, look, here's a suitcase. I'm going to leave that there. Oh, it's a fucking body. I was hoping for money. That's also one of those things. Do I call the cops or do I just fucking let someone else deal with this? I'd be worried that someone saw me, though. So then I'd be like, well, I better call the cops.
Yeah, I mean, that, otherwise, that sounds like a good way to get framed, right?
Right, yeah. He was tall, fat, and walked pigeon-toed. Oh, crap. They're after me. As it stands, I don't have any, and then I found the body stories, but I don't really jog, so my chances of finding the body are already way down on the list. That's the only reason I don't jog, I promise. Have you ever found anything weird? Like when you're out and about, weird is, you know, a relative term, but.
Well, I mean, I probably don't go out and about.
Yeah.
So.
I found like, I remember a kid, we found like Hustler magazines and in storm drains and stuff. And we're like, fucking Yahtzee. I did. I remember the one that had, who was the Miss America that posed for Hustler and then lost her crown? She's famous. Hold on here. Hustler magazine, Miss America. What was it? Vanessa Williams. It was that one. 1984 is when she was Miss America. Yeah. And we were just like, fuck yes, this is better than money. If they could, as a kid, you're like, would you like a gold bar or this nudie mag? Nudie mag, 100% of the time, every time.
Nudie magazine day.
As Kyle would say, I love them big fat titties. If you want to hear us run a story about hairballs and titties or heads, you know, how can they do that?
You can get ahead by sending your weird story to weird@hysteria51.com. WEIRD.
Yes, sir. And while you're there, don't forget to go to hysteria51.com and you can find links to everything. You can leave us a voicemail, 773-669-7277, or right there from the website. Find all those links to Patreon and our Instagram. No X or Twitter anymore, but we are on Facebook. We have Hysteria Nation, looked it up. We're constantly active in there. And Discord. We got links to there on our Facebook, and you can also join us on Steam. We need to get some gaming going on.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I got links to everything. We will embarrass ourselves with how bad we're probably at games that you want to play. I've been playing that new Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Shredder's Revenge. It's been having a lot of fun with that one.
Is that a strategy game?
No, it's like the old school. It's like the arcade beat 'em up, like the old Konami.
Oh, the beat 'em up. Okay.
But there's other players, and then once you beat the game, which I beat the games, you get Casey Jones, which is fucking awesome. So it's a lot of fun, and then it's fun because you can just jump in and play with random people online and get like six people on screen all, you know, going to town. It's nice. It's fun. Yeah, yeah, and there's. Geckos and Foot Clan members, and you can play as April O'Neil or Splinter. It's not a tail, unfortunately, how you find out in that game, but yeah, it's something. So yeah, Steam, hop on Hysteria Nation. You can find links to all that, like I said, or hysteria51.com and weird@hysteria51.com. email us and we'll see you next time for Player Sarah and Friday Europa.
Meeting adjourned.